The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to the raw truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys. I would just like to let you know we're getting toward the end of the year. Yay! Because it's been busy, 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 but in a good way. I'd just like to let you know we have a few events that are coming up that I'd like to let you know about. And the very first one we're going to talk about is from my dear friends Paula and Sylvester Jackson. And they are putting on two events this year. Excuse me. The first one that they're doing is an event that is for the Shriners. It's the Children's Hospital. This started yesterday, and it's at TPC in Summerlin out here in Las Vegas. It runs from October 15th through the 19th, and there are all kinds of free tickets and prizes and raffles, all kinds of good things. So I'd love for you guys to come out and support the Shriners Children's Hospital. Again, this is going to be at TPC, the golf course here in Summerlin in Las Vegas. The other event that they're doing and they're sponsoring is an event that they hold every month, and that's going to be at the Sun Coast, excuse me, and that's coming up on November the 7th, I believe it is, from 6 to 9 p.m., excuse me, and that's another great event. This is for, it's being sponsored for the veterans. There'll be over 400 jobs and positions available for veterans, and we'd love for the community to come out and to support our vets. After all, they do lay down their life for us. Now, we're going to talk about, oh, and just by the way, if you want any kind of ticket information or exhibit information, you can call Paula at area code 702-639-6964. Again, that's the LVBNM, which is the Large Vision Business Network Mixer, and that's held Tuesday, November the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Suncoast Casino, the Grand Ballroom. So that's a correction. So the first part of that broadcast, just remember, it's Tuesday, November the 4th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Suncoast. And now let's talk about today. Rather than doing our tidbit Thursday, I'm going to continue on with last week's lecture, and that's a continuation of talking about Candida. We're going to wrap that up, and then in the second part of the show, I'm going to have my very, very special guest, Annarella DeCoro, and she's going to love the fact that I control my R's. So, anyway, let's continue on, and let's finish up this bit about Candida, and then we will move into the second portion of our show. So we talked about the different types of symptoms that you can present to your doctor and how many times Candida is misdiagnosed, which is why yours truly calls it Candida, the garbage can diagnosis, because we learned that 80% of the U.S. population, guess what, has Candida, but we're asymptomatic. So what happens is when you have a systematic Candida, it's basically a breakdown in your immune system. And we also learned that Candida is so easy to learn or to spot in a laboratory test. Now, as you guys know, I used to be a lab tech. I could show you a picture of Candida albicans textbook, straight out of a book, a picture. And then I could show you the exact same thing under the microscope, and I guarantee you, you will never, ever, ever misdiagnose candida albicans. Never. So let's go on with part two. The first reason why we end up with candida albicans we talked about was because of physician-written prescriptions, antibiotics for things that don't require antibiotics. And what happens is those antibiotics get into the system, and what they basically do is they destroy the good bacteria, the bad bacteria. And if you can picture in your gut that your gut is like a war zone, it's like compartments, and you've got good bacteria over here, and you've got bad bacteria over here, and then you've got this little bit of yeast for those of us who have it, and it doesn't affect us. But when we're prescribed antibiotics, it kills the good bacteria and the bad bacteria, and guess what? That candida albicans now expands and takes over the entire space where the good and bad bacteria used to be. Now, there's a perfect balance between the two, which is why those of us, which is about 80% of the population, are asymptomatic. So, reason number two, here we go. Vaginal or oral yeast infections are usually caused by too much sugar in the diet. Remember, we've talked about in previous lectures, remember that sugar is not the problem. The problem is the quantity of sugar. And we talked about this on my, I believe it was October 2nd and October 9th broadcast. We learned that your body needs sugar, but not the refined or processed kind. Sugar is the fuel that your body uses. We need it, but remember, too much sugar will feed yeast and the bad bacteria too. Now, my favorite reason is reason number three, mineral deficiencies. What? Mineral deficiencies cause poor sugar metabolism. So even if you're eating a normal amount of sugar and you have a halfway decent diet, what happens is that sugar is going to start to back up in your bloodstream. Because why? Your body cannot efficiently process it. We talked about this before in previous broadcasts, so you may want to go back and check it out. We know that when your body needs the 60 essential minerals, which you can get from the Youngevity product, your body needs it every single day. And guess what? Most of us aren't even getting half of them. So if you think you're getting it from your food, you're wrong. You're not. You must supplement. That blood sugar starts to back up in your bloodstream, and we learned that the body's most favorite form of sugar is glucose. But that glucose needs to be in the cell, not in the bloodstream. The sugar that's in the bloodstream now is feeding on, guess what, the candida, because the antibiotics have killed out all the good stuff and the bad stuff that normally create that perfect balance. So does this make sense to you? This is why I call candida the garbage can diagnosis. Now, we believe that the better approach to this is, rather than giving you a bunch of antibiotics or a bunch of antifungals, understand that your body is a complex system of interrelated parts. And when you feed the system and the body what it needs to fix itself, it will do that. It knows how to do that. So let's say, for example, you have an ear infection or a vaginal infection. So you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you an antifungal, or the doctor gives you an antibiotic. Well, we've learned that pharmaceuticals kill bacteria. They do not kill fungus. But we also learned that when the body is neutrophied, which means it has good nutrition, it is able to kill that yeast. And the bad bacteria and the good bacteria happen to be together, and they co-mingle, and they work perfectly fine. Now, the word nutrification is what's key. So what is nutrification? Nutrification is basically, it's just the process of adding materials, whether they be vitamins, minerals, I hate to use the word, but preservatives are added, and again, this is all part of what the government allows them to say, that something is nutrified. So it allows you to add in vitamins and minerals into the food to help build up the nutrification. Okay, does that make sense? I hope so. Now, let's take a look at one of my favorite sayings is, and then we're going to break and go in here. Quote, medical research advances, guess what, one funeral at a time. Medical research advances one funeral at a time. So through misinformation, poor marketing techniques, or I should say good marketing techniques, I guess, then we allow them to tell us and to switch us in the direction that they want with false information. And if you don't think so, and if you think that I'm just blowing up your nose, take a peek and look at the population. Why is it everybody is so sick? How many of you have friends, maybe even yourself, or business associates, where you are on medication for the rest of your life? Are you getting any better? No. What you're actually finding out is that there is a degrading or a degradation in your actual life. So what we do at Youngevity is we believe that if we support the whole body nutritionally, rather than just trying to kill the bug, we will support the body with the proper based vitamins and minerals and antioxidants based upon body weight. And you can rest assured that candida that was caused by your doctor in the first place, because why? Didn't know what they were diagnosing, because why? You presented something that sounded like one of those 20 other different symptoms that could be candida. So now you have been prescribed an antibiotic or an antifungal drug therapy. So you can see why candida is such a widespread problem. So why not just kill the bug? Well, you have two choices. You can just kill the bug with antibiotics, or you can stimulate and support the entire body's immune system. Prescription number one, clean up your diet. Find out what are the good foods, what are the bad foods. I have a good foods, bad foods list if you'd like to email me. You can email me at Chef Sharon. Sharon is spelled Sharynne at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, bad foods chip away at your health a little bit at a time. And then one day you feel so lousy, you decide, I'm going to go to the doctor, and the doctor needs to help me. But what you're going to find out, the doctor's going to tell you, oh, it's genetic. Okay? And we already talked about epigenetics, and if you want to go back and listen to that broadcast also, it will let you know it is not genetic. All right? So just understand that many times you're going to present symptoms that could look like candida. And by mistake, you're going to be prescribed an antibiotic, which now sets you up for a lifetime of yeast infections. The biggest thing that feeds yeast, we just learned, is sugar. And isn't it in everything we eat? Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, let's talk real briefly about selenium. Selenium is what we call an anti-cancer. All right? And what it does is it helps to recycle glutathione, which is your body's own natural inherent antioxidant. It's found in your body naturally. And selenium does lots of things. Selenium helps to increase your body's immune response to viruses, to funguses, and also to any type of bacterial infections. If you have any form of an infection, any bug in your body at all, now remember, I'm not a doctor, but selenium is going to give your body that protection that you need because it's an anti-cancer, antioxidant, okay? It's going to protect your body. And what it's going to do is it's going to shorten the actual recovery time of your disease or your illness. Hey, guys, don't you dare touch that mouse. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like me on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit the website.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk with my very special guest, Annabella DeCoro. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Abre mi corazón.
Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. I really appreciate you not touching that mouse. We ask you not to do so. Hey, listen, guys, this is the second half of the show, and today I would like to introduce my very special guest, Annabella DeCoro. Annabella is a karmic analyst and an international speaker, as well as an expert in the history and science of hand analysis. Annabella has lived in England and France, the Far East, and Mexico, and is very fluent in Spanish, English, French, and Italian, and is a devoted student of ancient history and philosophy. She's also certified in the United Kingdom with the art of hand psychology and has a degree in philosophy. Annabella is a practicing Buddhist for more than 30 years and is a practitioner for more than 20. She's lived in 5 countries and has a vast amount of knowledge. And with us here today is my very special guest, Annabella DeCoro. Welcome, Annabella.
Well, thank you so much, Chef Sharon. Cosmic hello to all of Las Vegas and all the United States and anybody on the planet who is listening.
Wonderful. Annabella, I would like for you, if you wouldn't mind, to educate my listening audience about the art of hand psychology. Now, this is something new for my people, and we're always trying to bring cutting-edge information to them. So let's start off with, can you tell us, where did palm reading originate? Where did it start from?
It dates back from Egypt. And it was the Egyptians who made that first glyph of the hand with the eye in it, you see. You remember that glyph?
I do.
All right. Well, that's how ancient the knowledge is, because the Egyptians knew that the hands were the exterior part of the brain. And that's what it is. You know, that eye in the palm of the hand is the third eye. It's the pineal gland, you see. So the Egyptians were so wise, and the Greeks, they knew that everything was created by these hands. The mind downloaded the information, and it created it by the hands. So the hands are the exterior part of the brain. The brain shapes the hands. And this is how, in ancient time, they diagnosed disease, emotional disease, destiny, energy, everything that had to do with the human condition. And it came through the ages. It came to India. And this is how, again, the sages would be able to diagnose what was going on with this person's energy, karma, blueprint, or simply their existence on the planet. And then it made its way through to the gypsies. Most people don't know. I've got a beautiful CD, which I'd love to share with you someday, and maybe we could maybe one day play a little fragment on your show. Mm-hmm. I talk about exactly that, that the gypsies came from the Raman tribe, which most people don't know, that the gypsies came from India. So during that Christian crusade 2,000 years ago, what happened was all these incredible sciences that humanity had been working with to diagnose disease, to help people go forward, said, put a stop to that, disconnect all this information, and now you're only going to believe what we're telling you. So
Wow.
They disconnected the hands with the brain. But the gypsies were very wise people, and they guarded everything they knew. They guarded the astrological wisdom, the numbers. Everything came from Egypt, you see. They guarded the hand psychology and said, we will be renegades if we have to, and we will have to wander the planet, but we're not giving up our knowledge.
Wow.
So this is how the gypsies survived, with all this wonderful information that they had brought all the way from Egypt, the information that they had obtained and passed. They passed it verbally from one generation to the other.
Wow.
How did something like this become such a taboo? How did that happen?
Because it empowered people. It's just like medicine. You see, and when I was hearing you say, you're not a doctor. No, you're not a doctor. You're beyond a doctor. You've done your research. You've understood that not you take a pill and you fix it. I always say that in my karmic sessions when I do a hand psychology session. People go to me, and I just gave an incredible class at the Sophia Center last Friday, and I said that exactly. What happens with this Western humanity is they sit there and they poison their lives. They close off all the good energy, and then they go to the doctor who supposedly got a PhD. Now you fix me. I damaged myself all this. I beat myself up with my diet. I emotionally, cosmically, energetically. And now you got a pill you can fix me with?
Yeah. You went to school.
Fix me. Yeah. Or open me up and just take the organs that are not working.
Oh, so true.
You see, so it's such arrogance. It's an arrogant-based society that if it's not under a microscope, it's not valid. But they're so wrong. And that's what the age of Aquarius is about, and that's what the shift that we just lived is about, that we shifted out of that darkness, out of that age of Pisces, which was where all the knowledge was hidden, and they only gave you what they wanted you to know. And in the age of Aquarius, everything opens up. We go back to the wisdom of the ancients, and the ancients had that. So it became taboo because it gave so much information. If you were giving people information they could work with, why would they follow a doctrine? Why would they give their money to an institution or like the church? I was born Roman Catholic. I'm no longer that. But I'm just saying that was a very big dark hole in the consciousness of people evolving because they said, stop everything you know. Forget it all. It's only whatever we're telling you. And people, the mass unconscious followed like sheep. So this is what happens. They sit there and create the taboo that it is evil and dark of the dark forces to analyze your hands. Imagine that.
Wow.
So this is what happens. So the gypsies, they continued to wander, and they ended up in Europe. They would during the 13th century, the gypsies were not allowed to go into the City of Light, Paris. Paris was the most important city at that time, and that's where all the nobles and all the wise men and all the great thinkers were there. So therefore, they'd say, okay, we can't have the gypsies come in here because they're going to give us information. But the nobles, they knew better, and they would meet in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning, go out with their carriages and meet with the caravan of the gypsies, and they would do an analysis of their hands, an analysis
now, Anna
of their
Rowland, excuse me for just a moment. Who were these gypsies? Sorry to interrupt you. Who were these gypsies?
They come from a tribe called the Rama. They are the Rama tribe, and they are beautiful people. And they still meet in spring. They all meet in France, and they do their caravan, their pilgrimage. They ended up in Hungary, you see. But there are gypsies in France. There are gypsies in Spain. And hungry.
Wow. Hey, let's do this. I want you to hold that thought. Hey, you guys, on the other end, don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. You're listening to The Raw Truth, and we'll be back in two.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you or someone you love struggle with Alzheimer's disease or some other disorder? Many times, there is not an adequate support forum where you can learn from and discuss topics from top guest experts. Tune in to NeuroMatters, The Brink of Alzheimer's with Dr. Sam Brinkman. Although thought of as a disease that affects only older individuals, increasingly, symptoms are being found in people who are in their 40s and 50s. Get the answers. NeuroMatters airs live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you facing unexplainable struggles with your health? Listen to someone who has been there. Join host Teresa Jungling each week for Living Natural Today, Out with Toxins, In with Your Health, as she interviews experts who will shed light and offer practical advice on how you can minimize toxins in your food, home, personal care products, and more. Living Natural Today, Out with Toxins, In with Your Health, is heard live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Do you ever have an off day? Or is your life positive and uplifting? Making Life Brighter is a forum for positive, inspired, and contemplative thought, showcasing experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Your host, Winifred Adams, will bring to life topics to stimulate and make your life brighter. We want to hear from you. Be sure to tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. I'm so glad you didn't touch that mouse. And who I have with me today, is my very special guest, Annabella DeCoro. And we were just starting to get into the art of hand psychology, and she was explaining to us where it originated, how it became, and why it became such a taboo, because it was empowering people. And we were also talking about who were the gypsies. So here we go, Annabella. Let's continue on, and let's see, what can you see when you're looking into the palm of the hand of someone? What do you see?
You see everything. You see all of the meridians. You see the heart. You see how the brain is working. You see how strong is the life force. You even see if someone in the family who's very connected to us karmically is now in unactive life, what the Christian people call dead, but in Buddhism and in all the other wonderful philosophies, we call it unactive life. And they're watching our back. Some people connect themselves in the family, like some great a grandfather we adored, or a grandmother we loved, or an auntie who passed sometimes in our childhood, yet had this very strong connection with us. Sometimes, you know, in a family, say, God, she's so much like the aunt, or she's so much like her grandmother. Mm-hmm. Usually we will have these connections. But I'd like to get back to the history. Let me get back a little more to the history.
Sure.
So therefore, we are stardust. We are golden. Okay? We are a billion-year-old carbon stuck in the devil's bargain. And the devil's bargain is all this bad diet, all this bad information, all these people who fell asleep. And during that time in the 13th century, when the nobles would come out and meet with the gypsies, the gypsies would sit there and say, you see, metaphysically, the ancients knew this, that silver was the most high-vibrating metal. And a great cure, right, that's why this Clyde silver, you know how it does, how it kills all
yes.
the bad bacteria,
yes.
And it boosts the immune system. Well, in ancient times, the gypsies, the Greeks, the Egyptians, and the gypsies would keep their food in silver boxes. This is how you preserved food in those days. because in a silver box, no bacteria can grow.
Wow.
So when the Egyptian would do the reading of the noble person, you know, they sit there and they'd say, after they'd done the session, and said, you know, this is what you must be aware of. This is how your heart is tuning. This is what you can expect. Will I live a long time? Yes, there's longevity. At the end of the session, because it was a very Catholic time, the gypsy would say, now, if you cross my hand with silver and I keep the silver, you are free of sin and you can go back to your life free of sin. So this is how the gypsies would, number one, they knew that silver was the most high vibrating metal, and they knew that the dark forces feared the cross. So therefore, they would cross the hand with silver, keep the silver. The gypsy would absorb the silver, keep the silver, and the noble person would go back clean as a slate. Okay, I didn't do anything. Nobody knew. Nobody can find out that I went and met with a gypsy.
Now, was this also for them, Annabella? Was this also for the gypsies a form of payment for their services?
Well, it was a way of revenue for them. And
yeah.
This is how they started to charge for what they did.
Wow.
Because in the ancient times, they bartered. Everything was bartered. You know, and most people don't know that in Greece, the money was salt. He who had most salt had the treasure. Gold was not the treasure. The salt was the treasure.
Yeah, not the treasure. We've been told that gold is like the ultimate. Wow.
Gold was a utensil you worked with.
Uh-huh.
Interesting that the Aztecs and the Mayans did the same thing. So, and the same as the Incas. The gold was not a precious metal. It was a metal of a utensil that you used to either heal, to preserve, or something. And silver is really higher vibrating than gold.
That's
why it doesn't allow bacteria to grow in it.
Wow. Hmm?
All
okay.
Right, so this is what the ancients knew. So the ancients, what was the most pure and orthodox way to look at the human condition? The eyes, which is iridology, and the palms of the hands. So the palms of the hands we have five fingers, and we have on the hands, we have five mounts. The mount of Venus, the mount of the moon, the mount of Mars, the mount of Saturn, the mount of Jupiter. These were the basic planets that were on the palm of our hand, and that directly connected to our inner psyche. So the thumb is the finger that separated us from the beast. When the thumb was born, and we have a thumb, then that's why we're separate from beasts, because the thumb lets us know that we have an ego. We have a left brain.
Wow.
And the moon part of the heart hand is the right brain. So the ancients knew this, and this is what we study in Europe. You see, we get into it, and you know, this is what's amazing, that today in Germany, in Munich, they diagnose disease to hand psychology. They're using it in hospitals right now to diagnose.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. So I understand that what you're saying is basically in certain parts of the world, specifically Germany, they use hand analysis as a doctoral tool for diagnosis.
Isn't that amazing that they're the most kind of, they were originally the most Western mind, and now they're going back to what did the ancients knew? Because you see, when you talk about, you see, I always say this amazing, we're on the same page. I always say we are what we eat, we are what we think, we are what we resonate. And I want to give you a new word for you. I no longer talk about belief systems, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
You are in the knowing of these things. You're not believing them. You have proven them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So when I teach people, when people come to session and go, but I believe this, and we were taught to believe that, I go, totally clean that slate about believing. That's left brain.
You know.
Resonate with it. When you know it, you resonate it with every cell of your body. And that's why when people, when I'm doing a hand session, they'll go to me, oh my God, I'm getting all these goosebumps. I go, because your right brain is resonating with the truth that I'm revealing at this moment for you to finally know, observe, work with.
Wow.
Instead of being in the illusion of, I think this pill is going to kill him, going to fix me. Or, I think my doctor said I have to have surgery. Or I think that I'm going to, if you're thinking it, darling, you can't, it's an illusion. If you're resonating, you can count on it.
Because you know that you know that you know.
Yeah. When you, I always say to people, I go, learn to listen to your life and listen to what your life is saying, and then also listen to your body. You know, send the message to the body when you're feeling something. Start to massage that area and start loving that area and saying, no, you're going to be fine. You know, baby it. Talk to it as though it's a baby, because that's
nurture
what this
it.
Beautiful container is, you know? This Tupperware that I call is the human body, which carries the two entities, which is the soul and the mind.
Nurture it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Nurture it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
So you see, what happened with Western time, with this Western perspective, this box that the United States basically has put the humanity in, is like, believe what we say, pay your insurance, take your pills.
And call me in the morning.
And call me in the morning and take your pills. Don't forget to take those pills. How
exactly.
many meds do you need? I mean, it's amazing with me. I get these calls on the phone where it's like, well, you know, we have a program now that you can get. I said, I'm sorry, I don't take pills. I don't take
really?
Pills. I don't take
I
pills.
Know.
I don't take meds.
I understand when my husband and I go for our physical every year and they go, well, you didn't put down your medications. And they look at us. They go, oh, that's right. You guys don't take meds. That's why my husband is almost 80 years old.
Okay? A doctor,
exactly.
And they said to me something about, what medications do you take? None.
Yeah. Well, why not?
None.
Then they make you feel like, well, you're weird if you don't.
Oh, you must be out of the box. Well, you're not one of us. You're not in our system.
Exactly. There's something wrong with you. There's something
wrong
with you.
You're not playing our game, you see.
That's right. That's right.
And you see,
let me
that's
ask
what
you
the
something.
Awakening of this time is, the this age that we've just shifted to in 2012. You know, when I hear people going, well, I don't know if I want to do a session. Oh, well, I go, then continue doing what you're doing. But
that's
know
right.
that there was that you had a moment there to have an opportunity to look at another perspective and change your paradigm of what your life is doing. And this one, that's where longevity comes in, because when you're loving yourself and loving all that you are, when you're eating the highest vibration food, when you're coming to a session with me and you're learning about how to tweak your energy, how to open your heart chakra, how to overcome, how to forgive, how to, you know, to how to, again, fine-tune your existence so you'll understand that you are what you're eating, you are what you're resonating, you are what you're vibrating, you are what you're loving, and you are what you're hating, too, because that's
absolutely.
What you don't want to do.
Exactly. And people
most people are hating their environment. They're hating their job. They're sometimes in a relationship. They're in a marriage where they can't get out of because it's in the box. Might as well stay safe in the box because they told me I got to be safe. So
even though I'm miserable.
With a hand session, Chef Sharon, what we're doing is we're tweaking your whole existence and we're like looking at, let's see, go, okay, heart chakra's closed. I see you're repeating this over here. Oh, I see that there's interruption in the sleep pattern. There's insomnia, or sometimes I'll find these bubbles on the headline that lets me know that usually is coming from child abuse that has been so tucked away in the subconscious that at that moment my mission is to pop that bubble and go, and all of a sudden the tears just start to burst. That's right, I was abused by my father, or I was degraded by my mother, or I was sexually assaulted by my brother. I mean, these are things that just come up to a session. That's why it's called life editing. It's called just like when we go to do our cleansing, where we go on a fast and we cleanse and clean, start to clean our blood. It's the same with our karmic analysis session. We need to alter the karma and create the more dharma in our life.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between karma and dharma, Annabella?
Okay, well, karma is the accumulated causes and effects. It's the program, and in ancient times. It's a Sanskrit word, which means essence of character or accumulation. Dharma is like the releasing of the valve, you see. The dharma is like, oh, I'm giving myself permission to love. Oh, I'm giving myself permission to forgive. Oh, I'm giving permission to eat right. I'm giving my permission to go forward and help those that I need to help, that I need to apologize to. The service I did for others, the service I do for myself. You know, when dharma is that, dharma is what you give unconditionally. Mm. So when you're giving it or doing it, you only get back reward.
Wow.
And especially dharma is an ancient Sanskrit word, but in Spanish it sounds like if you translate it in Spanish, it says dharma means to give more. Wow. Dar más. Dar más.
Dar más.
Dar is give. Más is more. Dar más. You know.
Wow. So give more. Give more.
Yeah, give more. So you give more to yourself. You give more to your environment. You give more to your diet. You give more to your soul, darling. Because in the end, we are a soul existence in this Tupperware we call the human body.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love this. So, do you train like Reiki people or nurses or just maybe
many
people that want
have come
to become more intuitive
with me.
And understand what's going on the more intuitive
yes,
side of the
yes.
brain?
Yes, I've had many women come to classes, women and men. I find that the women are resonating more. They really do need, they want the information. And what so the women, I sit there and I teach them the perspective of activating the wise inner self through empowering women. And I sit there and I teach them why women can use five sides of the brain. I teach them why women were born to use the right brain and to follow their inner voice. I teach them why for 5,000 years women were kept out of the major religions. I teach how females can become superhumans and change the world. I teach how to bring up the future heroes of the planet with what women value. I teach how to get free and let go and finally release the creative brain. I also teach how to use resonating energy to release the overanalyzing left brain of, oh, I'm thinking about it. Oh, I really don't know. Oh, I'm afraid to ask. I'm afraid to wander. Like, I have women who come to session and they really have a great intuitive ability. But they go to me, oh, but I've always been afraid of that. Afraid of your knowledge? Afraid of your inner voice? Now, the inner voice never lies to us. And when people come to session, they say, Annabella, after I had that session with you, somehow I started to really like that inner voice and understand to trust that inner voice. Or people have said to me, you know, I've totally opened up my third eye. Or other people go, I'm starting to write that book. Or I gave closure to that marriage that was making me ill. And that I was in fear to leave this person because of the fear of the unknown.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, Annabella, let's do this. I want you to hold that thought. Those of you in the listening audience, don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to come back and finish this up with Annabella DeCoro. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and we'll be back in two.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso. To bust through the myths about feeding your baby, Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of our program today. I'm so glad you didn't touch that mouse. And I'm here with my very special cosmic friend and karmic friend, Annabella DeCoro. And we were talking about how she trains Reiki practitioners and nurses and women. And women seem to be more intuitive on the side of the brain. And maybe it were hardwired to go back from the time of animals where, you know, that female instinct, pardon me, kicks in. And we're able to feel things that the other side of the fence never does. So let me ask you something, Annabella. What can I learn from a session, if I do a session with you, about the art of hand psychology? And what does this time mark for all of us? What is it saying to us?
All right, well, for the time that it's marking, it means that when we shifted into the age of Aquarius, which is the light. And that means that people now have to know who they are, where they came from, and where they're going. There's no more guessing. The guessing game is over. The listening to the media telling you, oh, everybody's going to get Ebola, and ISIS is coming to get this, that's done. That's a done. That's an illusion that is being created to control humanity.
Yes.
What can you learn in a session? It's an activation. My mission is to activate the wise inner self, to pull that wisdom you have inside and get you going with that instead of you being asleep all this time, because most humanity is sleeping in fear, you see.
Right.
No, don't tell me. What is she going to tell me? She could tell me I'm going to die. Or is she going to tell me I'm going to lose my house? I mean, you see, it's such illusions. And what unfortunately I find, you know, I've been living outside the United States for 20 years. I find that I've come back to find that everybody's uneducated. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows anything anymore. You know, so in the session, we get back to looking at your family history in one hour. Of course, I offer four sessions, the number of foundation. The first session is hand psychology, last session is destiny card, then I do moon chart, and then I do life path numerology. Just to give you, a document of what you need to tweak about yourself. If you're not happy with what you're repeating, then your life is asking you for change. And that's what we do with these sessions. I'm here to shake you up a little, show you, look, this is no longer working. This is what needs to be tuned. If the heart chakra is closed, this has been diagnosed scientifically, if you want to say that, that when the heart chakra is closed, this is usually a pathway to heart attacks. You know, besides the diet and everything else, the energy field, if it's closed, and I find many people, let's say 75% of the people I look at, their heart chakra is closed, and they were not even aware of it, you know, or where I'm able to see in the headline, again, if there is severe headaches, if there is lack of insomnia, or even I'm able to diagnose insanity, see if the insanity is there, because the lines show you what it is. If the lines are very solid in the right dharmic hand, which is most people who are right-handed, then usually this person is fine-tuned their work and they're doing their homework inside. You see, because the lines don't lie. When the lines are broken up in a hand, then this is usually the humanity is going against the brain. Against the grain of their life. You know, when a right-hand person, and I look at the lines of the hands and they're broken, this is usually a sign of big trouble on its way.
Is that possibly the inability for them to set a path to move forward, and they're kind of
totally? It's a wake-up. I didn't know I had this. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, many people said to me, like, you're telling me I have my heart chakra closed, and you're telling me that I only give 30% of myself? Yes, you're absolutely right. I had a heartbreak at a certain age. I'm able to diagnose heartbreak. You see immediately heartbreak at such age, and I realized, I said, no one's going to get me now.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Hold that thought. If you can see heartbreak early on in the readings, can you then see that heartbreak has been taken care of, it's been soothed, it's been nurtured, and that person able to move forward?
If the heart chakra is open and there's been heartbreak, then the person overcame. But most people are so, so basic that once their heart chakra has been broken, you say the heart, there's been a family heartbreak or a romantic heartbreak, they don't open up the heart again. They just kind of like, oh, I just better stay still with this. This is all subconscious, you see. And you walk around with these people who can't connect, can't give you the eye contact, you know, as much as nice as they are, they don't resonate, they don't feel. And we see this every day, especially a lot in this area, in this city. I know it's because I've lived all over the world. I find that other places, people are just like, hello, they don't even know you, but like, oh, let me open that door for you. Or it's just really, it's all fear-based, you know, it's fear-based people. But when people come to a session and their heart chakra has been closed most of their life, I have actually been able to see them open up the heart chakra within a few sessions with me, or simply right as we're speaking. The person is so in tune, and they'll immediately, the line starts to be born as I'm doing the analysis.
Wow.
Lines alter themselves. So the brain, the neuropathic brain waves send a message to this screen we call the palm of our hand.
Wow.
And that's why the Egyptians made that glyph of a hand with an eye. That was the message.
Wow.
This is the exterior part of your brain, because imagine this world without the hands. Hands created everything from the mind, and then they made, like the classical music, Mozart downloaded that music and created the music that today we play. So anybody who plays a piece of Mozart and reads the music is reading his brain. Is really what Mozart was thinking when he created those sounds. And we reproduce those sounds forever. That's why classical music was playing with me in the back, because that's what I play. I play classical music in my sessions because it elevates the IQ.
I do.
It elevates the vibration.
Exactly. Hey, Annabella, we're getting real close to finishing up here today. Would you do me a favor? Would you tell my listening audience how they can get a hold of you, what type of services you offer? I think they'd be very interested to hear that. And then we'll make sure that I extend the invitation. Matter of fact, I'll do it right now. Would you be kind enough to come back and be a guest again on The Raw Truth?
I would be honored, because I love The Raw Truth, and that's what you give us. So, yes, absolutely. Now, these sessions are for people who are ready to change their life path. They want to take responsibility, and they want an honest analyst is going to give them truth. I'm not here to sugarcoat it, so it's for brave people. How many brave people out there? All right, so you can always reach me through, I'm a very old school. I love speaking with people on the phone. So I have no fear about answering my phone. And I find that it is an arrogant society who doesn't answer phones anymore. But I answer always my phone. My direct number is 702-815-9185. I'll repeat that again, 702-815-9185. And please follow me on Facebook. I'm under Annabella Coro Gregerson. And then I have a wonderful fan page called The Art of Hand Psychology, which I think, Chef Sharon, you've already liked and you looked at it, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. Folks, you got to take a peek at it.
And we're working on a new website, but it's not finished. It's called the Science of Hand, the Science of Palm Reading.com.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still working on that, so people can reach me on Facebook, and I will be obviously playing this wonderful interview on Facebook.
Wonderful.
For reaching out and being.
You are quite welcome. Hey, you're not going to believe this, boys and girls. This is all the time we have today. I really appreciate you spending time with me and Annabella DeCoro. I hope you learned something today about the art and the psychology of hand reading. I also hope that you learn a little bit more about Candida, the garbage diagnosis. And I want to thank Annabella one more time for being my very special guest, and she will be back to see us again. Now, guess what, guys? Let's do this. I want you to go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy. The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.